A man who was seriously injured and lost consciousness after a combative arrest with Dawson Creek RCMP is dead. The Independent Investigations Office of BC said the man died Friday, the day after his arrest, according to an information bulletin Monday, June 24. BC. RCMP said Friday that Dawson Creek officers were called for a complaint of people in possession of firearms and bear spray near 8th Street and 104th Avenue on Thursday, around 8 a.m. The officers took three people into custody, but one man ran away and police chased after him until he was apprehended outside a convenience store in the 800 block of 105th Avenue. The suspect was alleged to have been combative with police during the arrest, and shortly after being taken into custody he went into medical distress and lost consciousness, police said. B.C. RCMP said officers got paramedics on scene to help and initiated life-saving measures. He was later taken to hospital and is in critical condition. Four officers were injured, with three of them needing medical attention. Now, BC's police watchdog is looking for additional witnesses who were by the convenience store, a 7-Eleven, on Thursday and saw the incident between the man and police. The Independent Investigations Office of BC is looking for five specific witnesses. A man who was wearing sunglasses, an orange or yellow baseball hat, a red shirt with possibly a blue shirt underneath, a dark leather jacket and blue jeans. A man with shoulder-length hair and a mustache, who was wearing a black baseball hat, a dark-colored shirt, with a tan or beige button-over shirt, jacket and dark-colored pants or jeans. He also has a pair of glasses on his hat, and another pair hanging from his shirt. A man with a goatee, who was wearing glasses, a dark-colored, dry goods prod shirt with a dark-colored, unzipped hoodie and dark pants or jeans. He was driving a red Ford pickup truck. A man with short, brown hair and a clean-shaven face. He was wearing a black or dark-colored t-shirt and dark jeans or pants. He was driving a red Nissan pickup truck, with body-matched bumpers, and a hard canopy. A man wearing a dark-colored baseball hat, with sunglasses on top, a long-sleeved, light-colored striped buttoned shirt and blue jeans. He was driving a silver Ford Explorer. The police watchdog says the drivers of the vehicles may have been from either BC or Alberta. Two witnesses have already responded to EO's initial release. IIO is asking any witnesses that haven't already provided a statement, or have video footage, to call the witness line at 1-855-446-8477.